Welcome to Traveling Inside Out. This is Alina, your host. Good morning, Andra. It's 11:22 in the morning. Obviously, I said morning.
Good morning. It's 6:22 p.m. in Romania.
So for whoever is listening to this episode, we have a bonus episode in which we are going to predict the future. Or not, we'll see.
2024.
In the previous episode, we talked about what were our favorite things from 2023, what are we grateful for, while now, as a bonus, we decided to do bingo. It's a very trendy thing now to say, I didn't have that on my bingo card. So I decided, let's make an actual bingo card, not physically, but like just orally, if I say so. So I said we're going to come up with five things that we are going to foresee for each other. Me for Andra and Andra for myself. However, looking down, I'm realizing, Andra, I'm going to be very honest to you, I don't know that I've divided very correctly. So I think my bingo might have been mixed with what I want for life to bring you.
That's like, great.
It's a fine line between what I want for you and what I predict for you. Does it make sense?
That's okay. Yeah, yeah.
So no, it's like this. Yeah.
If you want good things for me, we'll manifest it and then it happens and it's kind of the same, so it's fine.
Okay, perfect. You start this time because I started in the previous episode.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with like the easiest probably of them all, but I think that in 2024, you'll get a green card finally after all the ups and downs and back and forth and everything else. I think that finally you will get it this year.
I did make an episode last year in which I talked about my application process, and I'm going to make another podcast episode because things got a bit more complicated at the end of the year. So I'm going to make another podcast episode in which I'm going to explain where I am and what's happening, but not quite yet. I'm waiting for some results because I'm in the middle of something right now and it makes no sense because I don't have a resolution. So as soon as I have a resolution, I'm going to make another podcast episode to give more details. But yeah, one can only hope that I'm going to get the freaking green card. Even if it's just for 2 years, but like, please give it to me. Please. I deserve it. I'm nice. And I want to pay taxes in this country. Let me pay taxes, dear government.
Right. Let her work. She wants to work.
Yeah, exactly.
a responsible participant in society.
Which is the opposite of on your side. I'm not saying that you should. I'm not saying that you would. But I'm just saying that maybe you will leave your job.
Get more freedom.
Yes. It's something that I wished for you for a long time. I'm not saying that this is what you want. I'm just saying this is what I want.
And that's why we're friends.
So on the opposite of the spectrum, hopefully this year you're going to leave this current job, that one of the current jobs that you have. There
you go. Good, very good. Subtle. I like it. Well, again, on the opposite side of the spectrum for me, it was like, well, if Alina gets her green card, which she will, because I obviously said so, she will also get a job. And I'm thinking a job in either video or event production. I think you will get that. I kind of see this in my globe. I should have gotten my like a little crystal ball or something to kind of make this obvious, to make it more credible. Yeah. But I think you will, because again, you were so close last year. So if you get a green card, it's like a no-go. It's a no-brainer. You will get a job.
I did lose a job. I mean, I lose an interview because they said that I'm not, it's only for green card holders or citizens. So hopefully at least getting the green card will give me more opportunities. One can only hope. That being said, my next one is kind of like a two-parter. So I'm seeing you, either you're going to volunteer at a shelter, like an animal shelter,
okay,
and or get at least one more cat and one more dog.
Oh God.
And emphasizes on at least.
I know, God, that's it's a bit scary, but it's possible because it's Romania and you find stray dogs and cats everywhere. I already have, for whoever's interested, I already have 4 dogs and 4 cats. So that's already quite a lot. But probably you're right, some animals in my life in some way, that's very likely that's going to happen.
Even if you just have them for a little while and then you...
Oh yeah, like foster.
Yeah, faster for a little bit, even that.
That's it's highly likely, yes.
Okay, yours.
Let me see. I think that this year you will travel outside of the U.S. because, again, we just spoke about it in our last episode, and you said you haven't traveled, you only traveled to the U.S. But I feel like if you do get your green card, again, I feel like this green card is just like such a big obstacle. It's like blocking on you on so many levels. I think you will go, even if just for a little bit, even kind of close to the U.S., but I think you will get out of the U.S. for a little. Even if you just come to Romania to visit, I'm not sure, but I think you will travel outside of the U.S. in 2024.
I'm laughing because I wrote here, which was number 5, but like I can say it now, for you to visit the U.S. again. Get the visa and visit.
Bring you my visa, and so that would be a good resolution. I would love that. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is kind of like, I don't know why, but I just had this like vision of you getting a fancy dress, just like super sexy, elegant dress. I don't know what for, but I thought of you and I was like, I think Alina's gonna buy a nice fancy dress. I don't know why.
Okay,
but
question.
Yes.
Do you know for a fact that I don't have one?
No, but I kind of have this feeling that you're gonna get a new one. I see it like dark red, velvety somehow. I don't know.
Okay, can you still? Okay. Are yes. we back? Okay, it was a bit.
Just a bit frozen.
Okay. You will need to send me some pictures so I understand what that is.
Okay.
Because I need to report next year, and not that I'm gonna go ahead and buy it, but at least I need to know, is that considered a fancy dress or not? Well, thinking for you to get bob haircut. No, I'm joking. That's not on the list.
Yeah, probably not.
For you to get a proper like a short haircut. No, I'm joking. I'm trying to remember, so I don't fully remember, but I see you're gonna finally nail at doing. You were trying to do a special drink in the summer. I just don't remember which was the one that you didn't manage to quite get. It was like the rose one or like the. I don't remember exactly which one was it, but this is the year when you're going to nail it.
It probably is true. So I did kind of like rose lemonade, which was the right one. It turned out really nicely. And then this elderflower lemonade-ish, but it's like this, for whoever doesn't know, we have this like traditional recipe where you put like sugar and lemon and the flowers in a big jar of water, and you leave it in the sun when it's really hot in like July or whatever, June, and it ferments in there and it's nice and fizzy at the end, and it's nice. And the one with elderflowers, even though everybody makes it in the world and everybody does it properly, it doesn't taste great. It never ferments right. So that I'm super impressed that you remember this. Probably yes, this year I'm going to try a new recipe. That has
this is the year.
And I'm actually really it's really funny that you mentioned this, because for you the last thing that I have on the list is kind of in the same area. Is I think this year you're going to learn how to cook Caribbean food, because I know you've been wanting to try recipes from your husband's family, and I think this year is actually when at least once, or even if you don't like learn how to do it on your own, but I think you will try some family recipes.
I've asked them, there's a recipe that they make out of goat, again, I know you're a vegetarian. Caribbean food is not, I mean, they have a lot of vegetarian options, obviously, but they are eating fish and other animals. I ask for, it's kind of like a
stew?
Goat stew kind of a thing. And I ask for the recipe, but then the holidays came and I'm like, I'm not going to start now and so on. Regardless, they ask my husband's aunt to buy the goat. So I already have it in the freezer. They got us the goat. They were like, split it in two, leave some for us when we come and visit. But here you are. So I have to, because I asked them for the recipe. And now I have to, Andra.
You have. Well, at least that one I know you'll do this year. So at least one of my predictions is coming true in like less than a month, because you have a freaking goat in your freezer. Oh, God. Yes.
So the last one is cut.
You'll do it just right. I know.
I'm going to try. The last one is kind of coming back to what you said from last year. I had it on the list that you're going to be invited as a guest again for a film festival. Yes, you're going to be at least one more film festival. That was not that like a fully film festival. It was a bit different. But yeah, you're going to be invited as a guest on another film festival. So that is the future, what we predict. Meanwhile, the big surprise.
Okay.
I've asked ChatGPT, what is the prediction for you and I? Are you ready?
Oh, I'm super curious. Okay.
So I didn't tell any to ChatGPT anything about us. However, I wrote in the same chat that I'm using to write the podcast description or like come up with ideas for the titles and stuff like that. So ChatGPT knows that it's a podcast. It knows that I'm the host. You're the monthly guest. Like it knows just this kind of stuff, right? But it doesn't know more than that. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm really
okay.
Curious.
So I'm gonna do one for me, one for you, one for me, one for you. Okay, and we have five and five. Okay, so I start with the one for me. Alina will achieve a significant milestone in her career.
Green card, job in green card.
For Andra. Andra will launch a creative project that gains widespread attention.
I like that. I like that.
For Alina, she will embark on a new and exciting travel adventure.
Like I said, you'll travel outside of the US, I think. It, just so you know, I did not use ChatGPT for that.
I didn't use Andra. For you, Andra, will establish a strong and inspiring connection with a new community. What were you saying about meditation?
Yeah, I'll have my own community of people. I like that. It's great. I like ChatGPT.
Okay, Alina will explore a new hobby or interest that surprises everyone, which, to be fair, I'm always trying new hobbies.
That is true. That is true. Also ties in with the cooking, the Caribbean cuisine. So then I think I'm still close to what ChatGPT says.
Are you ready for the next one for you?
Oh, my God. Is it babies?
Andra will contribute to a cause or charity in a meaningful way.
Oh, I like this one a lot. Yes, I have to do this just so that ChatGPT is right. I want ChatGPT to be right, so I'm going to do it. I love it.
For me, a notable collaboration opportunity will came her way.
No, like
I mean, because it's a podcast, usually there are collaborations. I don't intend on doing anything, but you know, who knows?
Sounds very good.
It can mean so many things, either way. Okay, then your last one. Shall experience a moment of unexpected joy that becomes the highlight of her year. Huh. It's very vague, but and very, you know, yeah. But
they're all very feasible because they are so like kind of generic. I can see them happening.
Yeah, it's kind of generic, but it kind of matches a bit our personality.
It kind of matches us, yes. How? Yeah.
And so my last one, she will prioritize self-care and well-being in a meaningful way.
so good. Yes, you are kind of already on the track on doing that. Yeah, like most of the therapy, like skincare, everything else. It's great. I like that.
Andra, I have an idea. Not an idea. I have a revelation. Horoscope has been ChatGPT all this time. Or ChatD is the horoscope.
That
can go either way.
It would make a lot of sense.
Actually. I'm just saying. This is crazy. So I was just like randomly be like, let me ask. And then I'm seeing like, okay, what?
Like, it really does match. And it matches our not just our personalities, but our kind of like our current interests somehow.
That's again, funny. I didn't give the details to
right, yeah.
Or it's maybe Matrix, you know. So I don't know what it is. It's but it was so funny. So I was like, oh, I'm writing this down. And it was just the first thing. I didn't read again or like any of that.
That's very good. Like,
the first thing.
what a great idea. Actually, I'm super happy you did that. It was really a great idea.
It was funny, right? Really, I'm like, let me ask to see what is he thinking or she. Why am I saying a he? Let's say it. Yeah, exactly. Let's say it. So that being said, what are you mostly looking forward to for yourself this year?
What I'm mostly looking forward to? I guess to becoming a bit more. Lately, I felt a little bit lost. And people close to me have told me that they feel that I'm, or they see me as a bit lost. Because I haven't, you know, I kind of had this feeling that I don't know where my path is going, what's my path in life, what I should do. And what I want for 2024 is for me to get more clarity on that. To, I guess clarity is a good word. Because somehow 2022 was all about the lesson of patience for me. And I had to learn how to become patient, which I kind of did. It was hard. 2023 was about the lesson of letting go. I had to let go of a few things and it was painful. And I feel like 2024 is about getting clarity somehow and like learning to listen to my intuition, to differentiate between fear, anxiety, and intuition. Like, what is the voice of intuition and what is the voice of fear in my head. I feel like clarity is the word for this in some way. That's probably the best I can say.
I love that. I didn't even think of asking one word, but that's perfect that you managed to get it to one. Like, it's so good. And yeah, I said this, I think, on a previous episode or just talking with you, that it's important when you, because I think this year was you asking a lot of questions that you haven't asked before about your life. You know what I mean? Think it's great to start that, and then obviously eventually you're gonna get on a path. As for me, I have kind of started but never finalizing anything because I'm scared of not being good enough. You know what's crazy? I was watching Selena Gomez. She has a new cooking show. I mean, it's not new. It's from during the pandemic. It's like season four or something. So she had Selena Gomez. She had bonus episodes or something like that for the holidays. And she has this moment when she's writing. Apparently, there's a tradition. I don't remember in what culture, in which they write on a plate what they want to leave behind in 2023. And then they smash those plates.
Right. To kind of let it go, to release it.
When I'm telling you that she wrote not feeling good enough, how does that sound?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And she's still not good.
And she's Selena Gomez. We see her as Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Right? So hearing her saying, she's things, not just that, like her saying not feeling good enough, not, you know, it's like this is the thing that holds me back in trying things that I really want. And what I really want is to give my writing a proper chance, which I have not. So I'm gonna, I can't even talk this. I'm gonna try my hardest to truly give my writing a chance and start sending my writing pieces to people who might or may not publish them, but at least I won't know until I try.
To agents and so, stuff. Very, yes, do that.
Either, depending on what it is, either magazines or whatever, because I have things that I have written or I have things that I could write about. So that's what I want to do. I need to leave the fear behind because it gets me frozen for way too long. Way too long. And I just keep doing, and then I chicken out. Like, it's a non-stop chicken out process. Basically, no matter how much I hype myself in the beginning, at the end, when to do the thing, I'm like, but what if it's not done? What if it's not ready? So I'm gonna try to stop with the over-obsessing to be perfect, because it's never gonna be, and truly, and also be okay with rejection, which is terrifying.
There is no perfect. You cannot define perfect because it's, you know, there are no KPIs.
That's the thing. So I was talking about with the therapist, and I was like, I wish sometimes I wouldn't be so aware, because I am aware of all of these things, but in my heart and in my, you know, I'm still not doing it. I'm still not, because so many years I have this muscle used with giving up or not trying, or, you know, things like this, that it's so hard to go against it because it's so cozy and so easy to just imagine how it would be, but then never actually do it.
Yeah, it's true. I have a few areas in which I'm the same.
And what's even crazier is that I'm not like that in every aspect of my life. So right. You would think that I could take from that part
and apply it to the song.
Yes, you would think. And not easy to do.
Yeah, I know. So I'm kind of the same in that situation.
So and it's so crazy because everybody has been supporting me all the time. Around. But yet no. No, who me? No. Well, so we'll see.
Yes.
January 2025. We'll see what we did and what we didn't. And the prediction. And we also will see. That's why I wrote it down. So I can go back to it. Also the prediction. Because I can read it and I'm like, no. Because I'm going to lose it. So let me write it down. As much as I like the digital, I still live for analog. Basically. So in January next year, we're going to see what happened, what didn't happen. Also, if there were some intense things that happened, that will happen this year that we didn't even think about. We're going to mention next year in January. But until then, I have to mention that you can find Andra on YouTube. Did you start posting anything, Andra? I'm gonna ask you every time.
Do ask. Start doing something. Accountable, but yes, not this. No, not this year.
However, you have the same name on Instagram, and I think you're still posting on Instagram thing, right?
I am. Yeah, not so much lately, but yes, I will, because the holidays are over. Mm-hmm. So yes.
Okay. And my YouTube channel, I'm mostly posting shorts. Maybe I will go back to making videos, but I'm mostly posting shorts. And I've started with the Florida trip from November, the mini vlogs. Most of them are mini vlogs. Some of them are raw footage from my travel/life. Thank you, Anna. And thank you for taking the time to make them for me, because I was like, okay, are we doing this? Okay, do this, please.
No, I love
it. I appreciate you.
It's really always so great to talk about stuff. I feel so energized after every time we talk. I feel so like uplifted somehow.
Can I tell you the honest truth? The honest truth.
Yeah.
the main reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast once a month was because I'm forcing you to have your call with me every month.
Oh, that's sweet, but also
I'm like I'm gonna trick her into doing this. Then we get to see each other because we talk all the time. We talk all the time, all the time, all the time. Like all the time.
We don't. But we don't have like a set time. It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so I'm like killing two birds with one stone. Good on me. But I'm happy to see that it helps you. It makes you feel good. So I'm gonna call this a win. I'm gonna put it in the win box.
Yes, double win. Yeah, win-win.
That being said, the next episode is going to probably be about my Utah travel. I'm going to Salt Lake City next, which I'm so excited, but also nervous because I'm going to meet more family from my husband's side, obviously, not my side. Why would my side be in Utah? So that thing, but also I'm nervous because I'm always nervous when I'm in a group of people that I don't know. That's just how I function. Yes.
Well, because it's just in the beginning that you don't know them. After an hour, you will know them. So,
okay. Don't get that smart with me, please.
I'm trying.
Don't call me out like that. I saw this in a movie. They were saying something to person A to person B, and while directing them, they said something kind of smart ass about person C. And so the person C says, "Why the drive by?" Like, that's so pointless. Why the drive by? You know, so kind of like that. Like, you don't need to be smart about it. It's fine. We're good.
I was just hoping it will help you feel better about it.
I don't know how it's going to be because I don't know what is going to be. And I think that's part of my nervousness, because if I know what it is, I can kind of, let's not get into therapy because it's all about lack of control. Never mind. Whatever. Let's not get into that. Yeah. I have the therapies for that. That being said, I'm looking forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks or so. Anyway, I am again very thankful that you're taking the time. And I'm looking forward to see you again in at the end of the month, I guess.
Yeah, same. I would love to.
Thank you. This concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening and for reviewing Traveling Inside Out. If you want to get in touch with me, send an email to podcast@alinaigrad.com. And remember, your outer journey begins with inner work. Until next time, bye.